Hello.
Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. My name
Hi.
is Tony, and I'm. Hi, my name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a really quick, short opinion, public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to have your opinion.
For what?
Political issue, ma'am.
How long does it take?
It's gonna take about 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. First, all right. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Right. Are you aware, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking
Yeah.
ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County and Mayor County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or
No, definitely I
not.
will.
All right, perfect. Perfect. With which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
All right. And what is your main and racial background, ma'am?
I'm white, non-Hispanic.
White, Hispanic?
No, non-Hispanic. I'm
Oh,
Persian.
okay. White, Caucasian.
Yeah.
What is your age, ma'am?
At 50?
15?
50, 5-0. I
Oh.
wish I was 50.
Well, you sound like that. Okay. Now, next question. Generally speaking, ma'am, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track, big time.
All right. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? First one is crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. Next one, traffic and congestion. Next one, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Next one, housing and property insurance costs. Next one, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment. And the last one is corruption in local government. Which one would you choose?
Corruption.
Corruption, okay. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democrat or a candidate, a Democratic candidate? Definitely vote for a Democratic candidate. Probably lean slightly to the Democratic, or definitely vote for the Republican.
No, definitely for Democrat.
All right. Now, ma'am, I will read you a list, of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you might be familiar with, and would you please tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each one? And if you have never heard of each one of them, please just say so. The first one
Okay.
is Cindy Lerner.
The what?
Cindy Lerner.
Learner?
Yeah, Cindy Lerner. Have you heard of her?
No, the learner, no.
All right. And how about Richard Prashnik?
No.
Okay. Next one is Raquel Regalado.
No.
Okay, never heard of any of them?
No.
Don't worry. Now, the next question says, you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Betty Seed, Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levine, or you're still undecided?
Well, I don't know them. I just Google if they're Democrat, I vote for Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Manny Seed, Alexander, Daniela, you still undecided?
Like I said, I don't know them.
Okay, got it. Okay, generally speaking, Ben, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I don't know. Who is she?
All right. Okay, on a different
topic. What is the name again? Raquel what?
No, Daniela Levine. She's the mayor. Daniela Levine, mayor.
Okay, so Danielle Levine is a guy is a woman? Daniela, you said.
Yeah, it's Daniela. It's a woman.
Somebody needed math.
Oh my God, I'm sorry for that. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I've been working like nonstop.
Yeah, well, hopefully, it's Florida. Florida is a freaking red state.
Yeah, I'm going all the way to 10 p.m. That's it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a woman, man. It's the mayor, from Miami-Dade County.
Hello, Daniela Levine. Honestly, I'm not
all right
familiar with these people.
Well, she recently announced support for Balut measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. So knowing this, would you still in favor of this proposal, or would you vote against the proposal?
I have no idea, but she's a Republican, right?
Let me check.
No, she's a Democrat. Lavina, no, that's Cava. Levine, Cava. Daniela.
Oh, yeah, that's
Levine.
The one. That's the one.
Oh,
Daniela Levine Cava. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. So
she's
a
Democratic.
Democrat.
She's a Democratic.
Okay. It said run against the Miami-Dade County District, Linda Bell, a Republican. Well, yeah, I have to go vote for Democrat.
All right. So would you definitely vote in favor for this?
Yeah.
$2.5 billion? Okay.
Yeah.
The next one, I will read you just a series of statements about Cindy Lerner, and after you hear each one, tell me if it makes you more likely, less likely, to vote for her in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make you no difference, just say so. The first one says, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would that make you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference in order to vote for her?
No, I don't vote for her.
Okay.
And what is the first name again? That Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Oh, Cindy. Okay, Cindy Lerner.
I think she's Republican.
They should be.
Let me find that out.
Cindy. Because only Republican.
It is,
I'm not sure. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
Because I always, before voting, like few days before, I check with my coworker to make sure I vote for the right person. Yeah, so that Cindy Lerner is Republican, right? What?
Yes.
Okay, well, good to know.
Yes, she is.
Okay, all right, so no. Cindy
is out. I still have a few statements about her. I'm not able to skip them. Would you allow me to read them for you?
Yeah.
All right. So it says, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence, pitting, and will knowing this, man, would you feel like more likely to support her or still no?
No, it's Republican. No, definitely not.
Okay. All right, no problem. Now I will read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado, which I think is a Democrat.
I guess last time she was there again, right? With 4 years ago, I was Raquel Regalar. I familiar the name. I'm
yes.
not sure. Yeah. Okay.
Raquel Regalado.
I remember I voted for her.
All right.
Yeah.
Then I will read you a series of statements about her. And after hearing each one, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. Okay?
Okay.
The first one says, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Would that make you feel more likely?
Look, they're not going to change anything, these people, for sure. I'm really, my first priority in this country is democracy. I struggle with inflation, everything, but democracy is number one for me. And I vote for Democrats because they have principles. I don't like them. They are corrupted. They go with the principles. So that's why I vote for Democrats.
Perfect. The next one says, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better. Safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Yeah, they're not going to change anything. I vote for Democrats for sure, but they're not going to change anything in this country. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. And okay, we're almost done, ma'am. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Praskin, or Raquel Regalado? Raquel Regalado, right?
Yeah, Raquel. Cindy was Republican.
Perfect. So would you say that you will definitely vote for her or probably?
No, definitely.
All right. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I'm not social.
All right.
Yeah.
And the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please just tell me if you follow this content regularly or you don't follow this content at all.
Mm-hmm.
Local political blogs. Do you follow these blogs?
No.
All right. Only in Dade?
What do you mean, Dade County?
Only in Dade? That's like a local newspaper.
No, I don't actually. I don't watch news.
Sometimes
CNN. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay, that would be like local newspaper, like Miami Herald or...
No, I don't watch local. I just freak you out with
Miami,
the killing.
Yes. Miami's community news?
No.
AM talk or news radio? FM radio?
No.
Perfect. And the last one is Key Biscayne Independent.
Key Biscayne is independent?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it independent? I have no idea.
All right. Don't worry. Now I'm gonna ask you, ma'am, a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Okay.
Okay.
If you were to label yourself, ma'am, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
All right. Would you say a very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Not liberal.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, ma'am, what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
All right, perfect. Okay, would you say a postgraduate degree, college graduate with bachelor? I don't have that option, a master's degree.
Yeah, it's master after bachelor.
After, okay. Okay. Well, that was the last question, ma'am. I really appreciate your time and your patience. Believe me, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful night.
You too. Good luck. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am.